Every year, Manitoba farmers grow over 2 million acres of alfalfa. It is a major staple for Manitoba's beef, livestock, and dairy industries, worth over $300 million a year. It is also an essential crop in organic crop rotation. Forage Genetics International, an American biotechnology company, has applied Monsanto's genetically modified Roundup Ready technology to alfalfa. Now the company is a step away from receiving approval for selling GMO alfalfa in Canada. Conventional and organic farmers in Canada widely agree that GM alfalfa is an economic threat. Joining us to discuss these concerns is Lucy Sherritt, coordinator with Canadian Biotechnology Action Network. Welcome, Lucy.
Hello.
So for many of our urban listeners, we're only familiar with alfalfa from the sprout section of the grocery store. Can you describe what alfalfa is and how it's used in the food chain?
Well, one way for consumers to think about alfalfa in the food chain is to think about hay, because as you had said, alfalfa is a really important high-protein feed for animals, grazing animals, but also it's a food that's used over the winter to feed dairy cows and other livestock. And as you also mentioned, it's a really important crop for building soil nutrition. It fixes nitrogen in the soil. So not only is it used to feed animals in farming, but it's used to feed the soil. And so grain farmers depend on it, and even vegetable farmers. Also in Manitoba, of course, there's a huge export market for alfalfa. Canada sends a lot of dehydrated alfalfa products around the world for animal feed. And those markets also don't accept genetically engineered crops at the moment, or not genetically engineered alfalfa. So there's a lot of uses for alfalfa across the food chain, and there's a lot of different foods that we eat that are produced with alfalfa, like milk, as you say, dairy products, live beef, meats, and even grains and vegetables.
And it's particularly important for organic farmers, is that right?
Well, especially because it is such an important tool for feeding the soil. So organic farmers don't use genetically engineered seeds. They also don't use chemical fertilizers. So to build the soil is really important. And if alfalfa becomes contaminated with genetically engineered plants, farmers will have to figure out a way to grow without using alfalfa to build the soil, and that will remove a really important tool. It's a very important part of the entire organic production system. If we think of organic dairy, those farmers grow a lot of the grasses that the dairy cows eat, and that is organic feed that would be lost. And dairy farmers and farmers who raise grass-fed beef would have to find another way to feed their animals. It would become very difficult, certainly very costly, and it would disrupt the entire organic food and farming chain, to be sure.
Now, the technology that's being applied here is Roundup Ready. What exactly is Roundup Ready alfalfa?
So there's only two genetically engineered traits on the market in Canada. We grow genetically engineered corn, soy, canola, and white sugar beet, which is used for sugar processing. And these are two traits, are herbicide tolerance and insect resistance. So the herbicide-tolerant plants are like Roundup Ready. Roundup is the name of Monsanto's herbicide. And the herbicide-tolerant plants, like Roundup Ready plants, are designed so that they survive spraying of Roundup or other herbicides while all of the weeds die. So we have here the application of the Roundup Ready technology to alfalfa so that all of the other weeds would die, except, of course, in alfalfa, that's not really a problem. Farmers can manage weeds because alfalfa suppresses weeds, essentially. It outcompetes weeds. So the Roundup technology, some farmers might use it in alfalfa, but it's really not very useful either. As a trait, it's used in, there's Roundup Ready canola, there's some Roundup Ready corn, and the proposal here is to introduce Roundup Ready alfalfa, which would also introduce some more complications for farmers in terms of weed control and certainly the question of more Roundup use.
So what are some of the concerns for Roundup Ready alfalfa for farmers and for consumers?
Well, the biggest concern really is that there's no way to control Roundup Ready alfalfa, genetically engineered alfalfa, once it's released into the environment, because, of course, it's a plant, it reproduces. But alfalfa specifically will spread quickly and widely. And this is because alfalfa would be the first perennial crop to be genetically engineered, and it's also pollinated by insects. So, and there's wild feral alfalfa populations. The seeds are small. The seeds can remain dormant in the soil for many years. So there's biologically a number of really important characteristics which make it really dangerous to introduce a genetically engineered alfalfa. So contamination is the first major concern for farmers and for consumers, because of the different consequences of contamination, mostly economic consequences and these consequences for organic farmers that we've just discussed a little bit.
So the CFIA gave approval to grow the GE alfalfa back in 2005. Why has seed registration been held up or delayed up to this point?
Yeah, so our government has approved Roundup Ready alfalfa for safe eating and for growing in 2005, but it was delayed essentially because farmers didn't want it. It was really controversial. There were legal challenges ongoing in the United States that were settled in 2010, 2011, and farmer protest essentially has delayed the introduction of GM alfalfa. Now we see that forage genetics using Monsanto's trait is very serious about introducing Roundup Ready alfalfa now. Why now? Why not? What else is there new on the market from the biotechnology industry? Not much. The industry has put into play in Ontario a very serious plan to introduce Roundup Ready alfalfa in Ontario because Manitoba farmers have already resisted and made it clear that they don't want it. So actually, the industry has a plan that they're ready to implement this spring to introduce Roundup Ready alfalfa in eastern Canada, trying to say that, oh, I'm sure we can manage contamination in eastern Canada. Manitoba farmers don't need to worry. So what's happened is the conventional prairie producers have made it very clear that Roundup Ready alfalfa is a problem. And because that is a reality, now we see the company trying to open one door in Canada to introduce this crop. But as it happens, Ontario producers also oppose Roundup Ready alfalfa and are now organizing to make that also very clear so that actually this is not introduced anywhere in Canada.
So last week, you testified before the House of Commons on a new policy favoring big agribusiness that would actually authorize Canadian importers to sell food that has been contaminated by GMOs that haven't even been tested or approved in Canada. Is that right?
Yes. There's this new proposal from the Canadian government because we keep having this problem in Canada where we approve genetically engineered crops for planting that aren't approved in our export markets, which is one of the reasons why Roundup Ready alfalfa, this genetically engineered alfalfa, is such a problem. It's because no one will accept our exports when it contaminates. So the Canadian government's proposal to deal with this problem is to try and convince the world to accept our contaminated exports. How do we do this? We set the global example by saying that we, in Canada, will accept contaminated imports. So if another country approves a genetically modified crop that we haven't approved yet, we'll accept a level of contamination and assume that it's safe. I'm sure it's safe. That Health Canada would not actually evaluate that genetically engineered food necessarily. They would just allow a small percentage of that food to be contaminated onto our plates. So it would allow for this same scenario where, you know, Canadian farmers are planting a genetically engineered crop in Canada that hasn't been approved in our export markets, but our export markets sort of say, oh, Canada's approved it as safe. I'm sure it's safe to eat at this small contamination level. But, of course, our analysis is that that's just unacceptable, that Health Canada, at the very least, in this inadequate process that they have, should evaluate the safety of every GM food Canadians are going to be eating And the proposal now is that while Health Canada doesn't need to evaluate all the GM foods, we could accept some contamination from other countries if we think their regulatory process is okay.
So the National Farmers Unions called for a national day of action on GMO alfalfa on April 9th. How can people get involved and who should they contact about this event, just briefly?
Yeah, so this is amazing that April 9th is a national day of action. Really, it's Ontario farmers that have called for this action. So they're making sure that if people want to get involved, they can organize actions outside their MP offices. And there's a website where people can see the details. It's on the CBAN website, which is cban.ca/April 9. And people can see there the list of actions, and they can also register any actions they want to organize with us as well.
Well, we'll be following closely over the next few weeks then. Thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Lucy Sherritt from the Canadian Biotechnology Action Network. You can find more information about GMO alfalfa and other biotechnology issues at cban.ca. You are listening to Mud and Water on CKUW 95.9 FM.